BuzzFeed is going to tell you which generation you are just by telling me if you have watched the scary movie or you skipped it.
Okay.
So the first one, have you watched it or skipped it? Scream.
Of course I watched it.
Okay, watched it. Scary Stories to Tell in the Dark.
Never heard of it.
All right, so I skipped it. Halloween Town.
Halloween Town?
That's a skipped.
That's a skip.
Liar, Liar, Vampire. No.
I want to know what that is.
The Nightmare Before Christmas.
Oh, wait. Hang on a minute. Liar, Liar, Vampire. Yes, I have seen it.
Okay.
Yes, I know exactly what it is. Yep, seen it.
The Nightmare Before Christmas.
You better have seen it. I know that's one of your favorites. I don't think I've... I know it, but I haven't seen it.
How can you have not have seen that movie?
I just... Okay,
I'll... It's skeletons and skulls and this is Halloween. This is Halloween.
I never saw it. Skipped it.
Hocus Pocus.
Seen it.
Okay. There's one. Goosebumps.
Seen it.
Watched it. Okay. The Haunted Mansion, the Eddie Murphy movie.
Oh, I actually have seen that.
It's a good movie. The original 1978 Halloween.
Well, I mean, we've all seen it now. I mean, I didn't see it in 78. I saw it like 2 weeks ago.
No, that's watched it, not skipped it. So, yeah. Hotel Transylvania.
Loved it.
All right. Good. Thank God. There's one. Double Double Toil and Trouble.
Skipped it.
Yeah, that's the Olsen twins back when they were.
That's why I skipped it.
Yeah. My Babysitter's a Vampire.
Oh, that's familiar. Wait, which one is that? Who was in that? How do I know that one?
No idea. I'm going to say skipped.
Wait. Hang on a minute. My Babysitter's a Vampire is a...
I think that's like a Disney or Nickelodeon or...
Yeah, I think it was a TV series.
Yeah, it doesn't look that good.
I know, but I saw it.
All right, well, watched it. The 1984 Ghostbusters.
Skipped it.
Are you kidding me? You've never seen the original Ghostbusters?
I probably have. Okay, yes. Okay, seen it. Say seen it.
How can that not be one of your favorite movies ever? It's okay, New York. It's Bill Murray. It's
true.
It's a great...
Okay, seen it. I have seen it. It's been a while.
I don't think you've seen it.
I've seen it.
Halloween Town High.
No.
Is there a button for nobody seen it? How about Monster House? That was a cartoon.
No, skipped it.
I've actually seen that. Invisible Sister?
Skipped it.
The Witches from 1990.
Oh, seen it.
Okay. The first Scooby-Doo live action movie.
Skipped it.
You didn't see that either?
No.
God, I saw that when it came out. Fun Sized.
When did that come out?
I don't know dates. It was
the first Scooby. Is that recent or how old
is it? 1999, 2000, something like that. Fun Sized.
Yeah, I've seen that.
Okay, watched it.
Jane Levy's in that. Please, of course, I've seen it.
Girl versus Monster.
Don't know it.
Skipped it too. All right. The original Casper.
Skipped it.
Really?
Yeah.
With Wednesday in it?
Skipped it. Don't yell at me. You're asking me if I've seen it. I've never seen it. I'm not going to lie and say I've seen it when I haven't.
Twitches. That looks like a Nickelodeon movie.
Yeah, that's a skipped it.
All right. Truth or Dare?
Oh.
You've played it. But have you seen it or skipped it?
I think I've seen that one. I'm pretty sure I did see it. You know what? I saw it.
All right. Most of the time when you played that game, did you say truth or dare? I guarantee you said dare.
I always did dare. I didn't tell anybody. My life is no one's business. Always dare.
It says you're Gen Z. You've seen a ton of postmodern movies, and your ideal Halloween is filled with fun parties, pumpkin foods, and spooky TikToks.
I'm Gen Z. Okay. You know, I do these a lot, and they're like, they try and guess your age, and they're like, you're 15. I'm like, it's really sad that whenever I take a BuzzFeed quiz, it thinks I'm like a preteen or a young teenager. Like, that says everything about me. Like, I like all the wrong things.
It did say the other day when I took one of those that I was a 15-year-old girl.
Oh, okay, good. I feel better.
And I'm like, not even close. And I answered every single one the way I should have, and I'm not a 15-year-old girl. Sorry.
Well, I thought this would be funny. Remember a couple of weeks ago we talked about how Pornhub put out that map of the United States, and they had the most searched terms
for porn
based by state.
Mm-hmm.
I remember how weird it was that we were like, Tennessee was Kevin James and Oklahoma was Goth Hospital.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know, I forget where, like somewhere else was like libertarian. Like, what? That's okay. So I should have known this. On Twitter, there's like a group of people that I've been following who follow me. We're like our own little group who've been on Twitter since 2009. And a lot of them are like Twitter comics. They're Twitter famous. Mm-hmm. They're not famous in the real world. They don't do anything else. One of the guys who is Twitter famous actually ended up writing jokes for Seth Meyers because he was so good on Twitter. And mm-hmm. that's happened to a few of them. So one of these guys who goes by Sorta Bad, I'd forgotten about this. He put out that map. He made that to be funny, and he put the Pornhub logo on the bottom, and it went viral. And he posted, yeah, and he posted. He said, the crazy thing about this is when I first posted this like 2 years ago, it only got like 300 likes. But now it's gone viral, and it has like 10,000 mm-hmm. retweets or something like that. But it was bullshit. That was the whole thing. That wasn't really, yeah. So I went and I found the actual terms searched most often.
Thank you, because that didn't make any sense when we were doing it.
Right. Right. Like, wait a second. What's Goth Hospital? What's Kevin? Yeah. Right. What's Kevin James? They put Kevin James in. So here's what I thought would be interesting. Candystore.com put out their list of the most liked Halloween candy by state.
Mm-hmm.
And I wondered if the most liked Halloween candy had something to do with the most searched porn.
Okay.
Do you know what I mean? Like, okay, for example, here's what I mean. Let me find. Oh, here it is. So Minnesota likes Blow Pops.
Right. That's their favorite?
Yeah.
Okay.
And they also like Giantess? What's Giantess? Now, this is the real one. This is the one that actually came.
I think that's Big Balls.
A female giant.
A female giant?
Like an Amazon, like a giant woman.
People are into that?
Yeah. That's interesting. Okay,
this makes me even feel worse for society. I'd rather go out knowing Kevin James is the favorite in Tennessee than people look up Giantess.
I think that's interesting. They like giant women, and they also like Blow Pops in Minnesota.
Wow.
I know.
That's scary.
New Mexico. They love Jolly Ranchers, and their number one porn search is cheerleader.
Huh.
See,
there's something wrong with those people then, too.
Yeah, this is starting to make some sense now.
You actually look up cheerleader porn.
Yep. When they go to Pornhub, they put in the word cheerleader. Yeah.
Wow. While you're eating Jolly Ranchers.
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah. Now, this one doesn't make any sense. In Maine, their favorite candy is Sour Patch Kids, but their favorite porn is cream pie. Those things don't really go together, do they? Oh, well, wait a second. Hang on. Missouri makes more sense. Okay. Missouri also likes cream pie, and they also like Milky Way. That makes more sense to me.
I think you're reaching on this one.
Have you ever looked at the inside of a Milky Way? I'm just saying. Now this makes perfect sense.
I guess it's better than the inside of a Snickers. Because you find nuts. If you open it up and find nuts, it's a bad thing.
Texas, their number one search term on Pornhub is lesbian. And the top Halloween candy they like? Starburst. I feel like that makes perfect sense.
I don't think that makes sense at all. I think Twix, because they're connected for twins.
Let's see. So Nevada. Where's Nevada? Let's see. What state is
I love
this?
That like, lesbian porn is the number one searched in Texas.
Yeah, right?
They're men. All we look at is lesbians. That's all we look at.
I like girl on girl. That's
all
it.
I like. Don't put a man in there. No, I don't want to see that. Two women, that's hot. Give that to me.
Oh, this is interesting. I didn't realize this was a thing. Wow. North Dakota are living on the edge. So North Dakota's favorite Halloween candy is hot tamales. Like, who likes that other than people who type in the do not come challenge? Come on, that makes sense. They are living on the edge in North Dakota. We thought North Dakota was a bunch of people in big sweaters and jackets. No, they're having hot tamales and they're trying not to come.
And that falls back to North Dakota has about 14 people in it, and all 14 people search that and have hot tamale.
Can I give you one more?
No.
This one makes perfect sense. Iowa, the number one searched porn term is orgy. What do you want to bet their favorite candy?
Candy corn.
No, M&Ms, because it's every flavor. It's every color. It's an orgy of M's. It's M&Ms. It's S&M.
So that's the one that kind of makes sense. That's the only one that makes sense.
Wait, I'm sorry. Can I give you one more?
Yeah.
Okay. You're not going to like this one.
Oh, God. I should have said no.
North Carolina.
Yeah.
Favorite candy is Butterfinger. Okay. Butterfinger is the favorite candy of South Carolina.
It's Butterfinger, by the way, not Butterfinger.
The number one search porn term, ebony anal. Because it's Butterfinger. Butterfinger.
You're reaching on that one. We should have stopped. The last one I should have said, no, we don't have no time. That's a reach on that one.
Okay.
Butterfinger has nothing to do with butt or fingers. It's butter.